More photos of yesterday's Mitchell Island flood have emerged, showing the full extent of the chaos. The industrial swath of Richmond, on the Fraser River between Richmond and Vancouver, was shut off during yesterday's king tide storm surge at around noon. Many workers were marooned on the island, some trapped in their vehicles due to them being partially submerged in the rising tide. One of the workers, who sent photos to the Richmond News, said it all happened in about 10 minutes, with the water levels rising to about 2 feet at Twig Place on the island. In the photos, large containers can be seen floating around in the flood, with many vehicles stranded. Mitchell Island reopened at around 4 p.m. Mitchell Island finally reopened to traffic at around 4 p.m., when the Fraser River tide started to recede. In a tweet, the City of Richmond said there were no reported injuries and that the exact cause of the flooding is still under investigation. The tweet added that the city's pump stations on the island have operated properly, well all day. The city's flood defenses at various coastal areas of Richmond appeared to stand up to the king tide storm surge, including the flood wall at Britannia Heritage Shipyards in Steveston. However, the tide did breach onto London Landing in Steveston, during its peak at around 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday.